AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Baltic nations and Poland are welcoming French President Emmanuel Macron's proposal to discuss using France's nuclear powers as a deterrent to Russian threats at the emergency EU summit on Ukraine in Brussels. Gitanas Nausėda is the president of Lithuania.
Nuclear umbrella would serve as really very serious deterrence towards Russia. And it is very important to use this opportunity, all opportunities, to increase our resilience.
President Trump ordered a pause in U.S. military supplies to Ukraine in an attempt to press Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to engage in negotiations to end the war with Russia. The U.S. is also pausing its intelligence sharing with Ukraine. Police say six people suspected of colluding with Russia to plot a coup against the Romanian government have been detained. President Trump is giving what he calls a last warning to Hamas to release all remaining hostages held in Gaza. Relatives of hostages protested in Tel Aviv. Naima Weinberg's cousin was murdered in captivity. She called the president the savior of Israel.
You are the man that could put an end to this war, bring all the hostages back home, and create here a better future for all people.
South Korean fighter jets accidentally dropped eight bombs on a civilian area, injuring eight people on the ground. Tuesday, the Trump administration published a list of more than 440 federal properties it had identified to potentially offload, including FBI headquarters. Hours later, the administration issued a revised list with only 320 entries that excluded every previously listed building in Washington, D.C., and by yesterday morning, the list was gone entirely. Applications for jobless benefits fell last week as the labor market remained sturdy ahead of an expected purge of federal government employees. This list is considered a proxy for layoffs. This is AP News. New Zealand's most senior envoy to the UK lost his job over comments about President Trump.
Phil Goff, who is New Zealand's High Commissioner to the UK, made the comments at an event held by the international affairs think tank Chatham House in London on Tuesday. When asking a question to the guest speaker, Goff referenced a quote from Winston Churchill, who rebuked Britain's signing of the Munich Agreement with Adolf Hitler. The quote goes, "You had the choice between war and dishonour. You chose dishonour, yet you will have war." He then went on to ask if the speaker thought that Trump understood history. New Zealand's Prime Minister, Christopher Luxon, told reporters he believed Goff's firing was the right thing to do.
It's absolutely the decision of the Foreign Minister. It's the right decision. We expect our diplomats to be, as I say, diplomatic.
I'm Karen Chemas.
Nielsen says President Trump reached an estimated 36.6 million TV viewers for his address to Congress on Tuesday night. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.